the University of Arkansas will hold its first fall commencement in 40 years this Saturday. The ceremony will honor undergraduate, graduate, and law students who graduated toward the end of the summer or fall semester this year. University of Arkansas Registrar Dave Dawson says it was really the students who drove the revival of the tradition.
The ASG worked last year to work with the students, did a survey, asked students about a fall commencement, and there was a lot of positive response. Students wanted it. They said they would attend it if one was offered. And so we began working on setting one up for this fall. So it was very student-driven.
According to Dawson, the biggest advantage of hosting a commencement ceremony in fall is that students who graduated in the summer or fall semester this year can walk across the stage and get honored as soon as they graduate instead of waiting almost a year to do so.
You know, for the spring commencement, it will certainly maybe lighten that a little bit, having the fall graduates go in December. So I think it'll benefit us in that way as well.
Approximately 650 students are expected to participate in the fall commencement this year. Dawson says most universities similar in size to the U of A have traditionally held fall graduation ceremonies, but the last fall commencement exercise in Fayetteville was held in 1971.
Between 1948 and 1971, we did have what were called winter commencement exercises. Generally, they were in January or February. And why those stopped, I actually don't know why they stopped in 1971. My guess is they sort of began in 1948 because of a larger student population being on campus from the GI Bill and things like that, that increased our student population.
The program, according to Dawson, will be similar to the university's spring commencement ceremony.
Of course, we'll have the processional. We'll have each college students walk across the stage and receive their diploma covers and take their pictures. And all that will be very similar. We still have honorary degree recipients at this ceremony, and so there'll be two of those. And so otherwise, the ceremony itself will be very similar to what you would see in the spring with the all-university ceremony, except that all students, undergraduates, graduates, and law students, will be recognized at this one.
The University of Arkansas will honor one of the original Little Rock Nine, civil rights activist Ernest Green, with a Doctor of Humane Letters degree, and longtime Arkansas Congressman John Paul Hammerschmidt with a Doctor of Laws degree. Both honorees will address students and audience members during the ceremony. The commencement exercise will begin at 9 a.m. and doors to Barnhill Arena will open at 7:30 a.m. to the public.
Students begin checking in at 8 a.m. and the security for the event will be very similar to an athletic event. So there's no strollers, no umbrellas, no wrapped gifts, anything like that that will be allowed in the arena. And guests can enter from the east, south, or north side of Barnhill Arena. And parking will be in lot 44, which we call the pit, on the north side of the football stadium. And we'll have parking in the Stadium Avenue garage as well. So there should be plenty of parking for guests there. And disabled parking will be in lot 59, which is right next to Barnhill Arena.
For more information on the Fall 2011 Commencement Ceremony, visit registrar.uark.edu. Click on Graduation to view details of the event and parking maps. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.